Well, the speech from Barack Obama had quite an impact, not only for those that were there, for those that listened, but also social media. I suppose it was one of the first times in this country that someone of his stature has spoken, and in this social media environment. Dr. Daryl Woodford is a research fellow in the Social Media Research Group at the Queensland University of Technology and is joining us this afternoon. Dr. Woodford, thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Good afternoon, Mark.
I'm sure you would have been interested following the trends on Twitter and social media as people were watching the President of the United States, and I was keeping a bit of an eye here on Twitter, and they were certainly getting into it on social media.
Yeah, it was a lot of conversation going around. I mean, we saw almost 20,000 tweets, I think it was, over the 41 minutes that he was speaking. It sort of peaked around 600 a minute, particularly around sort of the climate change issues.
And is that more than normal?
I mean, you see that around sort of sporting events and television shows, but certainly for sort of a political speech, it's definitely more than we'd expect.
And the thing that interests me about all this, in the past, those people that would have been there and those listening on the radio or watching on television would have only been able to speak to the person sitting next to them. Now, people can have a comment about what they've seen, what they're hearing, not only to the people they know, but if it gets retweeted all around the world.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I saw some retweets of some of the things I was posting from America. There was definitely very much international interest in the conversation, particularly there were some comparisons between sort of Tony Abbott's speech earlier this afternoon to open the barbecue session compared with Obama's.
And what to get attention for people who are tweeting, and a lot of people do it to gain the attention order, to promote themselves or promote their avenue of expertise. Are there any keys when you're doing social media to get you a little bit more exposure?
I think it's just about engaging with the audience. Saying talking at people is sort of done quite a lot these days, but it's not necessarily the way to go if you want to create that sort of long-term engagement, and particularly if you want to turn those retweets into followers, for example.
I noticed that on the Australian trends, the hashtag G20Brisbane is leading the way this weekend. That wouldn't be unexpected, would it, with such a big thing being here in the city?
No, definitely not. I mean, we've seen #G20, we've seen #G20Brisbane, we've seen #OnMyAgenda going around quite a lot as well around the advertising campaign that got blocked by the airport, and you definitely expect to see those kind of things whenever they're linked to a major event, a sporting event, television, etc.
And what's the purpose of that?
It's just a way of sort of coordinating the conversation, I guess, so people can search for tweets using the hashtag and join in the conversation if they want to see how other people are reacting to what Obama is saying or what Tony Abbott is saying, or this sort of just the general conversation around the event itself, whether that's traffic disruption, etc.
Okay, so if you're looking for the particular topic, it would be under that, and you just get all the tweets for that. Not just the people you follow, but anyone that uses that hashtag, you would be able to see what is being tweeted about that particular topic.
Yep, exactly. I mean, your normal home timeline would show what your friends are posting, including if your friends or followers are posting around that kind of topic. Mm. But if you want to see the more general conversation, then you'd go to the hashtag.
Thanks very much for your time.
No worries, thank you.
Dr. Daryl Woodford, their research fellow in the Social Media Research Group at the Queensland University of Technology.